For years, I've been a fan of author Robert Ann Maycomber's Honest series of novels and of his protagonist, Peter Wake. Not only are the books fascinating and exciting from an historical perspective, but given the age in which we live, where heroes are hard to come by, it's refreshing to experience, even if through print, the adventures of a man who esteems honesty, honor, and country above all else. Such a one is Commander Peter Wake of the Office of Naval Intelligence, commonly known as ONI. In Honors Rendered, the latest installment in Maycomber's award-winning series, Commander Peter Wake has been charged with a seemingly impossible task, that of preventing war between America and Germany. As the book opens, it's December 1888, and President Grover Cleveland's term of office is drawing to a close. The politicos in Washington, and President Cleveland in particular, do not want a war with Germany to become their legacy. Yet war appears inevitable. Germany, at the direction of Kaiser Wilhelm II, has seized control of Samoa, an American ally in the South Pacific, and has replaced the island chain's rightful monarch with a puppet regime of their own. American and German warships have since assumed battle-ready status, and additional reinforcements from both sides are on their way to the region. Wake, a covert operative with ONI, is being ordered to Samoa by President Cleveland. His cover is that of an American businessman seeking investment opportunities. His mission directives are twofold: to single-handedly prevent war from breaking out, or to orchestrate a decisive win for America and keep Germany from expanding their domination worldwide. En route, Wake enlists the aid of an unlikely trio: a beautiful gold-digging widow, a Hawaiian artillery officer, and a former Civil War veteran turned Methodist minister with demons of his own. Each has a personal agenda. Yet Wake has little choice. With bosun's mate Sean O'Rourke, his partner and friend, down for the count with malaria, he must work alone to accomplish his mission using any assets available. With the release of Honors Rendered, Maycomber has hit another screamer out of the park. The action and intrigue are diabolically riveting, as is the backstory itself. In fact, it's Maycomber's use of factual historical events and people as his canvas, coupled with his uncanny ability to bring these into sharp relief against a rollicking good fictional tale, that has ensured his success as a writer and brought him accolades worldwide.